Do I have to never mention the name of the Lord to anyone? Because I'm not allowed. Is it a compromising position? Or is it a position that causes you to have to be deceitful? Or to lie? That kind of situation needs to be judged. And cannot be entertained any longer. It has to be burned. Be done with it. If your job makes you compromise the name of the Lord Jesus, and it can't be adjusted, you can't remove that part of it, then you possibly need to leave it altogether. So that there's not dishonor to the name of the Lord Jesus, who we heard is holy. And therefore, it goes on to talk about also this matter of the warp, the vertical. Now, the vertical matter is very important. What about association with those who are not seeking to honor the Lord? We have this in 2 Timothy chapter 2. Maybe we could refer to that. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Very well-known passage among the brethren. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, it says in verse 20, "But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work." Who are you having fellowship with? In a practical way, in a daily way. What's the habit that you have in your life? This can be very distracting to spiritual progress. It can turn you off course. I remember this in my own experience, that there were those that I was associated with who were professing believers, but they were not walking close to the Lord. And therefore, the more time I spent with them, the less time I spent with the Lord's people who were going on for the Lord. And thus it brought in a compromised situation. And these things are important. And this is a challenge because this has to do, we can't get out of the great house. You can't get out of the great house. We're part of professing Christendom, the great house. But you need, as some said, you need to find a clean corner and meet there. You need to make an effort. This requires effort. You know, and if it was the garment, that means it's something that was habitual for you. You need to get a new habit. You need to make some new decisions. Make some new friends. Be with those who would be an encouragement, who would challenge you in your faith. Not be with those who would say, let's try this. Let's compromise a little and go here. Let's go to a party. We heard that before. I think Kevin brought that up. All these things can bring in compromise. And compromise is not necessarily a big outstanding thing. Have you ever seen out in your yard dandelions? Well, dandelions, some people like them. But some people like lawns don't. But they're insidious. That's what compromise is. It starts small. If you don't deal with it when it's small, eventually it'll take over your yard. That's my backyard. But if you don't deal with it when it's a small thing, one or two, and get rid of it, they will spread through the whole. And so this can be the way in our lives. If we don't make these decisions and judge our habits, judge the things that we do, where we go, the places we go, the time we spend with others, we need to be careful. We need to be very careful in this. And so back in Leviticus, it's very interesting that there is also in the skin, anything that is of skin. And that also could be rendered any vessel of skin. You know, so you think of a vessel, you think of something that's carrying things. And your life and mine, we have, in a sense, we carry things, don't we? We carry things. I believe it was told in the book of Revelation to the church of Thyatira, what you have, hold fast till I come. So we need, what we're given from the Lord, we need to carry that. And what are you carrying in your life? What are you carrying on with in your life? Is it the Lord's things that you're carrying, holding them for Him, for His glory? Or have you lost grip? or is it a compromised vessel that you have? Is a vessel leprous? And you're actually carrying in your vessel things that are not pleasing to the Lord. It's something to search. You know, we heard about the internet. We heard about, you got to be careful of Facebook. I don't have Facebook, and thank the Lord. But some of you do. Be careful. Because in your habits of your life, there can be things that you have in your habits that can destroy you and destroy the testimony that you seek to bear. You might have a genuine motive in your heart to please the Lord, but if you have habits that are taking over in your life, our brother David mentioned about pornography. Well, that's a habit. That becomes a horrible habit that is devouring to a person. It'll fill the mind, touches the head, and eventually it can well destroy the body. It can affect all of your person. And so these things need to be judged. And I think that's why the judgment on, you might say a garment, isn't that a little ridiculous to judge a garment? But it's judging your habits of your life. And so we see that the answer to this, after, if there is a leprosy that they are observing and it hasn't changed after a week, then they're to wash it. They're to apply water to it. And the water would be the water of the Word of God. The water of the Word of God is to be applied to the garment. And to see then after a week if that garment has changed by the application of the Word. And if the Word of God hasn't changed it after that week, what's the solution? To burn it. Burn it with fire. And so if I have a habit in my life, or if I have a situation that I am involved in, and it is not affected by the Word of, if it's not something that can be adjusted by the Word of God, then I need to be done with it. I need to burn it. You know, when you burn something, that's pretty well the end of it. You're not going to take it up again. That garment wouldn't be useful anymore. Even a little later, if they were to remove the section where the leprosy was, there might be certain things in our lives that we seek to remove. And if that doesn't solve the problem, once again, it needs to be burned. If we can't correct the habits in our life or the associations that we have or the position that we're in, we need to let it go. Let it go for His name's sake, for His glory and honor. It's not worth keeping when you think of eternity. And so another thing that's interesting about this section is that with the garment, there is no, I don't want to say ritual, but there's no ceremonial thing that takes place for the after the thing has been healed. It's just put back into service. And with the man or the woman who's cleansed of leprosy, there is a tremendous and beautiful ceremony that took place that speaks so beautifully of the Lord and His wonderful work in the soul. With the house, there's also a ceremonial thing that takes place. Very similar, not as elaborate, but very similar. But with a garment, there is no ceremony. There is nothing for this if that garment is healed, as it were. It's just a matter of putting on the garment, getting on with life, but without the leprous condition in it. And so this is important for us to really take hold of, that the ability of the priest to discern this is key. Because notice what it says in verse 59. This is the law of the plague of leprosy in a garment of woolen or linen, either in the warp or woof or anything of skins, to pronounce it clean or to pronounce it unclean. The pronouncement of this is something given by the priest, the authority of the priest, that it's clean. You can go ahead. You can go ahead with this. And don't we have this in our connections with other saints? I think we talked about this earlier. If there is a situation in my life, you know, the person who had this garment, they need to take it to the priest. We can do this. We can take our matters to the Lord first, foremost. Take the matters to the Lord. Lord, is what I'm doing in my life, is it really pleasing You? Is this habit in my life is something that I should continue with?